Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord. I am Molly McCord, and I appreciate your presence here. I was guided to do this episode because we really need some bigger understandings about the energies of right now. The turmoil, the challenges, the violence, the despair. It's a really intense time. And I want to talk about some of these energies that we're experiencing. I want to talk about the higher perspectives related to all of it. So we will do that in just a moment. For those of you who are new to the program, welcome. And those who have listened before, thank you for listening again. In the show, I share with you different messages to help you connect with more of your soul wisdom. We all carry that. We can just have different connections to it at times. We can be disconnected to it. We can forget it. We can be really involved in our human experiences. So I share with you some insights and information from my guides, my team of angelic supporters and galactic companions, and I hope that it really supports you with connecting to your own wisdom, because truly that's what a real spiritual teacher does, is it reminds you of what you already hold inside and what you carry. My website is ConsciousCoolChic.com. It's had a bit of a makeover recently. It's been updated and refreshed. So please check that out. I'm also the author of 10 books. I am a professional intuitive astrologer. I offer one-on-one sessions. I teach various metaphysical classes. And I love doing this radio show. I love teaching and helping you connect with more of yourself. In this show, I really want to focus on the higher perspectives right now that's easy to lose sight of. When we're going through these challenging times, we can easily go down the rabbit hole. We can easily go into our own fear, anger, despair, these unconscious parts of ourselves that are a part of our soul history, a part of our human history. They are common visitors, if you will. They're visitors that we've all had in our home. You know, they're visitors that we know well. And we can forget. We can forget that we also know more. We understand deeper. We chose to be here at this time to use our energy for upliftment, for support, for guidance of ourselves and others. The experiences that we're going through right now, that we perceive as challenges, that perception is actually a limited perception, because in fact, in higher levels, we knew this was what we were walking into. We knew this was the game. We knew this was what we would be entering. And that's why we chose to be here. On some level, in our deepest knowingness, we have the power of understanding that it's all an illusion, and it's all part of this construct of what we're doing here, of this crazy matrix we call Earth. It's all these energies that have come together to create this current reality that we are perceiving, that we are experiencing on some level. And we came here to remember that it's not completely real, and that we are co-creating our reality right now. And so we have this wisdom and this knowingness, and then we look out at the world, we look at and we see the violence, the shootings, the numerous shootings in different countries around the world, the fear, the despair, the hurt, the anger. We see how others are really involved in it and really engrossed in it. We see how there is such craziness right now in American politics. There is this sense of what is going on and how is this real? How did we get to this point? We look around and see perhaps that we really thought we were further along than we are. And we can start to wonder what the F is going on? What the heck is all of this? Really. When we've been on a spiritual journey for a while, and we know certain principles, or we've learned certain things, all of that learning comes with a responsibility. Comes with the responsibility of applying it, of application. It comes with the responsibility that we need to make our knowledge applicable in the world. And as a higher vibrating being, it can feel very uncomfortable to have to go back into lower vibrating energies. But one of the things we need to do right now is think beyond ourselves and beyond our own immediate environment and think about the world at large. Think about the people who are lost, who are wrapped up into the spiritual, or excuse me, the human experience with limiting spiritual understandings. Think about those who are really in a place of struggle and suffering, in whichever way those are showing up. It's important right now to have the courage to be different and to go into new parts of the world and share your light. It's so important right now. It is so important right now to give people messages of empowerment, of light, of purpose, of remembrance. It's so important right now to give that to yourself. I believe and feel that some things are going to stay in turmoil. They are going to be not pretty to look at, let's just say. They're going to be difficult. But we have to remember it's this temporary illusion that we're living in. It's this temporary experience of reality that is always changing and always evolving. And we contribute to that evolution with our light, with our knowingness, with our willingness to support other people and help them in a way that's uniquely you. It's as simple as having conversations with people that perhaps you never thought you'd be discussing this information with, but you plant seeds. Trust that people are more willing to listen on some level right now. Trust that people might just be picking up more than you realize. Trust that it's possible that others are really wanting to know this information and have nowhere to look, don't know where to look, don't know what to do, don't know who to turn to. And it's as simple as you giving them information over a glass of wine. And it's as simple as saying, you know, this is what I've thought about it, or as I sit with it, or as I observe. It's important that you understand that what you've been learning, how you've been growing and expanding, is meant to really support you, but also support others right now. You're meant to be sharing a different way of looking at things. And that is something I can fully relate to, because that is one of my tasks right now. You know, something to share with you about my spiritual path is that I have never been drawn to the New Age mainstream spiritual books. I was just thinking about that this morning. I'm preparing for this move with my family. We're moving to Florida from Seattle. I'm very excited. And clearing out clothes, clearing out jewelry, clearing out decor that I don't like or don't want, or it's not going to fit in the new house. Clearing out stuff. And I was looking at my books. And I love my books. I love my books. And I always have a hard time parting with books, but I do cull them at times, you know, and to say, okay, I can pass these forward, or, oh, I won't read this again, or I don't need this on my shelf. And I was clearing out these books, and years ago I had bought a really popular spiritual book that was, you know, highly recommended, and everyone was reading it, and I couldn't read it. Like, I felt my energy sink. I know all this information, which I just felt at a deeper level, not a know-it-all level, but at a whole, like, this isn't really new to me. And I couldn't read it. But I was excited that so many other people were, because that's great. That means other people are opening up and are curious about this soul information. So I'm going through all my books, and I realize, you know, the stuff that I've always been drawn to is not New Age, is not, I've never read, like, some of the most popular authors, I've never read them. I've just never been drawn to their work. I love what they're doing. I respect what they're doing. I think it's awesome. I have just never wanted to read their books. And I've had to honor that. It's sort of like everyone talks about certain authors, and I'm like, I've never read their books. Just wasn't drawn to their energy. But I was always drawn to more of the cosmic energies, the cosmic books. So my shelf has Barbara Marciniak and Sanaya Roman and Karen Bishop and all these people that I just devoured their knowledge, because I thought, wow, they're really bringing forward awesome stuff right now. And actually, all these books are old now. They're like 10 years old. They're 10 years old, and I'm not letting them go. They have a purity to their messages and their information. They have this strong essence of authenticity that they're the real deal. And I haven't always felt that way about other people that are famous. I just didn't feel that they were the real deal on some level. And so I just was always trusting that. You know, that's what we have to do. We just have to trust ourselves. And so it's been really interesting to look at the ways I would say, forced myself to maybe do what other people were doing, like read what other people were reading. Nope, not a fit. Or where I would resist certain messages or just not be interested in certain people. That is so important right now for you to honor what you have learned, what you are drawn to not force it, and to let go of what you're no longer needing to carry forward. Because so many of you are past it. You're past that stage. You're past that part of your learning. You have what you need right now. You've done so much work. You've come to understand so many things about yourself. Now you have to apply it. Now you have to talk about it. Now you have to take the action that really support it. A few years ago, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I did a class, a galactic class on Atlantis and Lemuria. And so many people were ready for that information. And that was 3 or 4 years ago. You know, we were in a whole different spectrum of energies then. More people are ready for deeper understanding about their soul growth, their soul's history, their soul's knowingness, their soul's experiences. Because as a soul, you have lived through challenging times before. And perhaps you didn't make it out alive. You know, it's the thing about life. None of us makes it out alive at some point. But you had certain experiences that you're meant to apply now, that you're meant to work with, that you're meant to understand. And it's vital to keep going forward, to keep pushing forward with yourself, your growth, your understanding, to not hold yourself back, to not hold your words back. Not hold your words back. We truly were made for this time. We truly were made for this crazy, wacky stuff that's happening. Because we are needed to take it forward. We are needed right now to bring others higher consciousness and higher vibrations, higher choices to make. We're in a grand cycle. You know, we have these grand cycles that are happening on different layers, and one of the grand cycles that we're moving through started with the turn of the century. The turn of the millennium, when we started in the year 2000, it was the opening of another cycle. And so we're only 16 years in of this grand cycle, you know, hundreds more years to go, but it's a balancing cycle. And we're meant to be working with energies that are ready to be balanced. And you know, I have to tell you, I get so excited when I see these big revelations about what's happening behind closed doors or in emails or below the surface, you know, things that people are hiding. And then they are exposed and they come out and it's like, this is what's really going on. It's awesome. It's so exciting. It's like this validation that the truth emerges, that what we need to know comes forward, that we need to keep trusting that what is right and true and of a higher vibration will prevail. And as we move through these crazy energies that are horrendous, I'm not going to downplay it. It's horrendous, these shootings, you know, these public murders and the frequency of them and how it becomes political with the use of, you know, gun rights and everything that goes into these things. You know, they're never simple. They're complex on some levels. And we have to come back to a place of empowerment that says, I chose to be here. Why? Why did I choose to be here? And it's not simply on a human level, it's a soul level. It's why did I as a soul choose to be here? And so your task and your responsibility is to reconnect with that and to know that about yourself as part of your soul wisdom, as part of your inner knowingness of your purpose right now. What are you contributing? That means energetically, that means consciously, that means intellectually, you know, all the ways that you contribute. How are you contributing to the path forward and what is best for human evolution at this time, knowing that we're working in a cycle of balance, knowing that we're working in a time when secrets cannot be long hidden and the truth will prevail? What are you offering yourself and others? It's so vital right now to be doing your soul work, your inner work. That is something that everyone is tasked with. And when you have moved through that, when you've gone into those dark places, those hurts, those intense feelings, those big emotions, the pain, the shame, guilt, anything on a deeper level, when you've moved through that and you emerge on the other side with greater clarity, trust, peace, happiness, it raises your vibration. It truly changes how you live your life. It alters what's important, what's not important. It opens you up to even more possibilities, joy, happiness, excitement for life. Doing your work is so vital right now because of how it raises your vibration and your light. It changes the frequency you give out. It changes the kind of people you draw in and you attract. You know you're doing your work when all of your relationships change. Friendships over, gone, relationships, any kind of dynamics that were unhealthy, done. That's all validation that your frequency is emitting at a different rate. And as we support each other in doing that work, we then truly change what is possible on the planet. And then we also connect to more of our soul happiness. Isn't that the best? Yes, it is. That those new layers of happiness, you can't explain it. It changes how you live. It changes your daily life. It changes what you want in the world, in your world. It's like you can't even measure it. But that's the reward on the other side. And we're each responsible for that in ourselves. So as we move through these challenging times, know that it's part of a balancing of energies, that things have to get messy and muddy and, kind of ugly. And that's how we also see the truth of situations, the truth of character, the truth of personalities, the truth of who we each are. And as some of this ugliness continues, you can understand that it is an illusion, that it's just all part of this temporary experience that we're all sharing together in this matrix that we're co-creating. But if we're each co-creating in this matrix, what are you offering to the matrix? Are you offering more light, that higher vibration, that change in your frequency? Because when you do that, you start to raise the way you see it all and connect with it all. In this lifetime, some people really need their challenges and they really need their difficulties. That's what their soul lesson is in this lifetime. If they raise their consciousness, they have a different experience. They have a different way of understanding it all. If they make other choices, if they open up, they also change their experience. We all have that power. We all have that ability. So you have to look at what you are locked into, what you are locked into experiencing, and whether or not that really honors you right now and your growth. Like I said, you might find that you're not attracted to some of the things that are popular or mainstream or trendy or, whatever is the hippest thing. If so, it's time to honor the way forward. It's time to honor that you're ready for that next step in your growth, for that next step on your soul's path, and that is how you maintain the perspective that you are here for a reason, you are here on purpose, you are here to help the globe evolve, you're here to help yourself evolve, and the time is now. It's time to do it now. It's time to make those choices now. It's time to be that version of yourself now. And I have to tell you that if you're listening to this show and you are looking for wisdom to share with others, thank you for crediting this show. Thank you for crediting me with anything you hear here. Because I know that people listen to this show and then they take the information and put their name on it because they're not the real deal. And again, everything gets revealed. everything gets exposed in time. So continue to make decisions that are in integrity with the higher vibrating energies. And know that that's how the universe and your guides are supporting you right now. Absolutely. I will be back soon with another episode. For those who follow the broadcast, you know that I do astrology. I'll do these inspiring messages. I'll do soul growth and consciousness. I'd like to keep it fresh and new. So thank you for listening. Thank you for following. And I will see you very soon. Take good care.